The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. Gospel for the 23rd of December. Now, we're approaching the end of Advent, Peter, and you've selected Jesus as the film.
That sounds a very spiritual kind of thing to say, that I've chosen Jesus at the end of Advent. So I'm glad of that, but it is appropriate. The Gospels are still actually with Zechariah and the preparation for the birth sequences from Luke's Gospel. So I thought it was appropriate in the spirit of that Gospel and our anticipation to single out the film Jesus. This one was made also in 1999, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, that we considered, and it was made in preparation for the millennium. An interesting anecdote is that it was chosen for a religious film festival in Rome at the end of 1999, and John Paul II received the cast, including Jeremy Sisto, who plays Jesus, Jacqueline Bisset, who plays Mary, and Gary Oldman, who plays Pontius Pilate, in a special audience. So, in a sense, the film got a bit of a millennial jubilee blessing as it was released.
Should we drag the net?
Ask the carpenter. He knows everything about fish.
Pull it in.
Pull it in? It's only been in the water.
Pull it in.
What kind of man are you that you can command the fish in the water?
Come with me, Peter. I'll make you a fisher of men.
I find that audiences today respond very well to Jeremy Sisto's performance as Jesus. It's an imaginative film. It goes almost for 3 hours. A lot of quite striking and different things. But the strength of the Jesus character is that it's made for television, and so, in a sense, he's more quiet. He's devout. You can understand something of his union with the Father, the spiritual side. He's also very playful. He enjoys dancing at the wedding feast of Cana. There's a scene there where he is, I suppose the appropriate word is, mucking around, splashing water with the apostles. So it's a whole range of experiences that we see. The passion is there. The agony in the garden is very strong. The Satan appears in a suit and takes Jesus through history of all the atrocities that are done in his name and asks him then, of course, to forego going through the passion. So there's quite some substantial material there, but just in finishing the reflection as we move towards the celebration of Christmas, at the end of the film, Jesus appears, as we know, in the upper room, but at the end, as he says he will be with us all days till the end of time, he moves out of the room and into the 21st century. And we see him then as an ordinary person today with the children gathering towards him. And since Christmas is considered very much a celebration of childhood, then I thought that's a very appropriate image before we come to Christmas Eve.